let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Year of the Wolf, the highly acclaimed sci-fi novel from Stephen Fenton, is a tale of human greed, unspeakable cruelty, and great valor in the face of danger. It even has an unforgettable double ending. But this book has a dual purpose: to entertain, but also to show the reader something beyond the natural. Someone who is sovereign over all, someone who cares, someone who is willing to meet the reader at his or her point of need. Stephen hopes the book will do more than entertain, that will affect a profound change for the better in the lives of all who read the pages. Stephen grew up in a small town in the Adirondacks. When he was 12, he went to Word of Life Inn in Schroon Lake, New York. It was there that he made the most important decision in his life, receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. After high school, he went to Nyack College for 2 years, then to Word of Life Bible Institute, and then to Citadel Bible College in Ozark, Arkansas. Stephen has a BA degree in two majors, Bible and Pastoral Studies. Never became a pastor, but has been involved in a local church for many years, involved in teaching, evangelism, and being on the church board. His desire is to reach people with the good news that no matter where you are in life, God is available to all who call on him in sincerity and truth. Stephen Fenton, author of Year of the Wolf, is our guest on This Week in America. Stephen, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Good discussion today. I'm looking forward to this and talking about this book, and it hits so many nerves as we're reading it. It entertains and it gets us thinking, and a powerful message as well. What was the inspiration for writing Year of the Wolf?
Well, it's interesting. I had thought for years about writing a novel, but it wasn't really until some really bad things happened to me before I began to really write it. I found it to be therapeutic to create characters and a plot that had intrigue, danger, and some nail-biting excitement. The story began to take on a life of its own as I continued writing. The characters took on real-life personalities, and the plot began to come together. And basically, the conclusion of the story was something I knew about. I knew what the conclusion of the story was, but didn't know exactly how to get there. But it became clear as the mystery unraveled, as the story progressed. One event led to another, and I was literally led step by step to the conclusion.
You know, that's interesting. So often writers will say, I have an outline and I lay it all out and then I go back and put it together. It sounds like you had an idea and then the characters, the situations led themselves to where the story was going. Was that what happened? It sounds like the book sort of wrote itself as it was unfolding in your mind.
Yeah, it really did, because I didn't really know what was going to happen next. And it just came to me.
Yeah, sort of like the reader. We don't know what's going to happen next. You didn't either as you were writing it, but you've done such an excellent job with this. When did you write the book? And I know you waited a while before you published it. Let's talk about that process. When did you start this, and when did you decide to publish?
Actually, I didn't publish until 2016. I had written the book about 5 years before that, but because I'm not really that computer savvy, unfortunately, I'm a middle-aged baby boomer, so to speak.
I'm in that category. Trust, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And I don't have the savvy that a lot of my millennial friends have.
Yeah, they sort of zip through all the computers and look at us like, wait a minute, it's not that difficult. If you grow up with it, okay, it's not that difficult for us. We've got to learn things. And it seems like as soon as we do, they do an update on whatever it is we're working on, and we're back to like starting all over again. So it took you a while to publish the book. The book is Year of the Wolf by Stephen Fenton. Stephen is S-T-E-V-E-N. Venton, V as in Victor, E-N-T-O-N. His website is stephenventon.com. You can buy the book there in Kindle and paperback. We'll have information on our website as well. Book available wherever books are sold, but I'll give you Stephen's website. Is there a favorite passage that you have in the book? It's probably unfair to ask for your favorite, but one that you'd like to share with us that gives us sort of a feeling for the book.
Well, it's kind of an action-packed book, and I really like the car chase.
Ah, yes.
24 pages of pure fun to read.
And I bet it was to write, too. Was that fun, writing 3 or 4 pages of a car chase?
It was. It was 24 pages long, about. And there's nothing like a good car chase.
Exactly. And you were able to incorporate that in the book, Year of the Wolf. That sort of captures our attention. That's a lot of action and drama that you've packed into the book. How about important passage? Is there something that sticks in your mind that, okay, I really want this to resonate with the reader?
The most important passage, I believe, is pages 263 to 266, where Jonathan Wilkes, he's basically the main character, talks about the greatest gift ever that you can receive, and the readers will see it for themselves, suffice it to say.
Yes, they get the answer to that. That's in Stephen's book, Year of the Wolf. I want to ask you about the most exciting, and maybe you've done that with a car chase, because you've got a lot of really exciting scenes in there. Was there something that was particularly enjoyable for you as you wrote this?
Well, for me, again, it's kind of a tie for exciting passages. There are a number of possibilities, but I do take the car chase as one. And secondly, I take chapter 44, which is near the end of the book. I don't want to give away the plot, though.
Well, yes, and I tried in the beginning to lay out what this was about without giving away too much. Believe me, when you spend the time reading it, it's going to entertain you in more than that. It's going to give you reason for change to be reflective in your life. The book is Year of the Wolf by Stephen Venton, our guest on the program. How about heartfelt messages? Any particular passage in the book that you feel, again, this is important, but we're talking about something that you hope when the people put the book down, this is still something that's in their minds.
For me, it's kind of a tie. Number one, a character called Marie Trombley is grieving over the loss of her daughter. And in the book, you can actually feel her pain. And then secondly, when little Sally, a 4-year-old girl, is rescued, and you can just feel the emotion. I can feel it right now, actually.
Well, I can tell as you're talking about that. What was that like to write a scene like that? That's very emotional, and I would think would take its toll on you as well as you're creating this and finding out where you're going to take this. What was that like when you were working on different passages like that?
I really felt it. I mean, I really felt the emotions that the characters felt. The characters actually took on a life of their own.
And I think
I think
that's why the book is doing so well and the reviews are excellent, because they really feel that you felt this story. It's not just something you made up and sat down over a weekend. It's something that took a great deal of thought, time, effort, and formulating in your mind to put the storyline together for Year of the Wolf by Stephen Venton. His website, Stephen Venton, VENTONV, is in Victor.com. We'll have that on a website. You can go there and look it up and get information on the Kindle version and the paperback version there as well. You also have some scary versions in the book as well. You've got a little something for all of our emotions there. Was there a scary passage that maybe scared you as much as it does the reader?
Well, for me, it's the scariest passage is the wolf coming into Grandma's room.
Yes.
Imagine how terrifying it would be to be a 70-year-old woman and to have a hungry wolf come into your bedroom.
That would be frightening, and you convey that fright as that scene unfolds in the book Year of the Wolf. Stephen Venton, the author, is our guest on the program. What are maybe a theme or themes of the novel that you hope the people take away when they finish reading Year of the Wolf?
Well, first and foremost, the main theme is that God is available for all who call on him in sincerity and truth. And secondly, heroes emerge in dangerous times.
Those are some of the themes, and there's so many that resonate as you're reading this. I mentioned A Tale of Human Greed, Unspeakable Cruelty, Great Valor in the Face of Danger. All of those unfold in Stephen's book, Year of the Wolf. Do you have, I keep asking you for favorites, and that's sort of unfair because I'm sure there are many as you created all of these scenarios and characters. A favorite character maybe that, okay, I really like developing this person. And he really spoke to me as I was creating him.
For me, my favorite character is Jonathan Wilkes. Because I have to admit, I kind of envy Jonathan because he's so good and savvy with computers.
I can't relate to Jonathan, but yeah, we can envy him. Not relate, but we can envy him. How about best characters?
I would again say Jonathan Wilkes would be the best character in the story because he's the only one who can find the answer to the dangerous situation, to solve the mystery and come up with a plan. He's actually a cyberspace hero.
And he worked, for the Pentagon as a computer analyst for a number of years. So this is, I can see where he would be the favorite and the best character. That's Jonathan Wilkes. That's one of the characters, main character in the book Year of the Wolf. Is there a worse character as you were creating them? You've got some bad things going on here. Was there a character that was like in that worst category?
I got some really evil people.
Yes, yes.
It's a three-way tie. Number one, you have Bruce Devane. He's the man behind the evil plot. He's actually a sociopath, schooled by his father. And then the second is Harry Reynolds. He's a sadistic killer. He's a psychopath himself. Psychopath is actually a little bit different than a sociopath. A sociopath, you learn to have no empathy. A psychopath is born with no empathy for others. Harry Reynolds is actually a psychopath. And the third one, who's also a psychopath, is Todd James, alias Romo, or Romer. He's a hitman and a serial killer.
And all of these characters, all of these scenarios that Stephen is talking about are in his wonderful book, Year of the Wolf. Tell me why you think someone would be interested in buying the book. If somebody is listening to the program, not familiar with Year of the Wolf, but sort of captivated by what you're talking about in the scenario you lay out in the book, why do you think someone would enjoy reading this?
Well, it has a unique plot, so far as I know. It's exciting, fun to read, and it's wholesome. It doesn't have profanity or sexual explicit passages. And it's only $4.99 for a Kindle format and only $14.99 for a paperback, which is really cheap for a self-published book.
Well, it really is, and there's so much there that you're going to enjoy this book and probably, you know, pass it along and tell other people about it. The book is Year of the Wolf, Stephen Venton, V-E-N-T-O-N, V as in victory. You'll find the book at his website, stephenventon.com. The Kindle version, paperback that Stephen has talked about, you'll find it at other places as well. And we'll have a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What would you like to say about the book? A couple minutes left here in the program. I know this is something that you've put a lot of years of your life into, a lot of thought into, to tell the story, to get a message across to people. What would you like to say any more about the book that we haven't covered so far?
Well, number one, this book would make a great Christmas gift.
Yes, yes, and we got to cover. By the way, the video version of this is up on our YouTube channel, and you'll see a copy of the book as we're talking, and see the interview with Stephen. You can Google that on YouTube, and you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and click on videos and see the interview. So, great Christmas, good idea for the holidays. This is, it's not a budget breaker, but it's a book that will have an impact beyond Christmas Day when you open it up and the gift is over with. This is going to stay with you for a while. And I cut you off at that point. What other things would you like to say?
Well, I'd like to say, get a Kindle or paperback for all your friends and relatives.
And you could do that. And again, the nice thing is you've got a great story that you're telling, a story that's got a meaning behind it, and you're not going to have to get a second mortgage on the house, a home equity loan to pay for a Christmas gift. And they will love what they read in the story that unfolds in Year of the Wolf by Stephen Venton. You did such an excellent job with this. Are you working on something now, another book in the works?
I do have a possible sequel to the book.
And I hope we have a chance to talk about that. This is what's this been like? All of this work into this, the thought, the long hours and working on the book. It's published now. You've got a copy of it in your hand. It's your book. You've got the picture cover there. You got your name on it. People are reading it, responding to it. What's this been like for you to go through this process and then get to the finish line when you have you're a published author now? What was this like for you?
It was interesting. It's kind of neat to be an author. And I believe it's a tremendous responsibility also.
Well, and you treat the reader to that. It's like, okay, I have a responsibility to give you something of substance. It's not just fluff and it's over with, the end of story, and I've got your money. There's something there that will stick with the reader for a long time. Stephen, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. I'm going to give the information again on the book now and direct you to Stephen's website, which is StephenVenton, VENTON.com. And you'll get information there, Kindle, paperback, great Christmas gift idea. All of that information is there. You can get it by going to our website as well, thisweekinamerica.us. Stephen, this has been fun. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. Congratulations on the success of Year of the Wolf. Get the sequel out there, and we'd love to talk about that as well. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you very much.
It's been our pleasure. Stephen Venton, author of Year of the Wolf. His website is stephenventon.com. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.